Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, season 14, episode 3. This was a cute episode. My favorite kind of thing and what really kind of stuck out to me was Miss Kathy Hilton driving around town,
Driving Miss Daisy.
driving Miss Daisy, exactly.
She's so
And
cute.
I love her.
Yeah, I really like her.
And she's handing out all of the invitations for like a little beach getaway she's gonna take everyone out on. And she what she really wants is because she knows both Kyle and Dorit are going through a really hard time. And they're fighting. So what like the best way to do it is like give them a little bit of little luxury, a little girl's trip, make them feel good and see if that can help things out. But man, she's just so sweet. And the thing that I love about her is like she has the ability to just have her person go out and
Yes.
invitations or FedEx it or whatever.
Her butler or somebody. She's
But
got them all.
she's got the resources to do that, but like I feel like she's here for a good time, And she finds out where everyone's gonna be and just shows up unannounced to everyone. And driving in that beautiful car, oh my God. Don't like I that must have been like the most fun day ever. Like first you pack it all up, you get all these fun little things arranged for everyone. You hop in your awesome car and then you just drive to everyone's house. I think the first person she went to was Bose, and she looked at her like, "What is happening?"
But did you notice something about Bose?
No, what?
Kathy was just in and out when she dropped off her invitations, right? Like the little luggages. She
Yeah.
didn't take off her shoes, and Bose didn't say anything to her. She didn't say she because she said,
Oh.
"Kathy, are you going to come in or are you going to stand there?" And Kathy said, "Well, I'm going to come in." So she walked in. She didn't take off her shoes. I thought that was
That's a
interesting.
really good observation because I didn't catch on to that.
No, I
But
didn't notice that
really,
either.
Kathy Hilton comes into your house.
You're not
All
going
the
to ask
bolts
her.
go
Who
out.
cares?
Do whatever you want, Kathy.
I agree.
To be honest, like I wouldn't tell Kathy Hilton to take her shoes off.
Neither would I.
Do whatever you want, Kathy. Just stay. Stay for as long as you want.
Be my friend.
Hang out with me. Kathy Hilton, one, is coming to your house, and two, she's inviting you on a trip. How can you? I'm
Exactly.
surprised
Surprised. I'm
you thought,
surprised that
Kathy.
Kathy Hilton. I'm surprised Kathy Hilton knows how to get everywhere. So, like, without getting lost or anything, because I imagine that she's chauffeured around town and has been for many, many, many years, if not decades, right?
Yeah,
I'm
but
pretty sure she's like, she lives quite the life, right?
she does live quite the life, but she's not like a snooty, like,
No,
oh,
she's not at all.
da da da
But I
da.
just thought she'd probably, because she'll like to have a drink and staff. So naturally, she probably just has, her people, because she's got staff 24/7.
But
But you
also,
know what?
go ahead.
I think she's a bit of an enigma. Enigma. I like that word, enigma. Because when she was at Kyle's house, I don't know if you guys caught that too, was she's at Kyle's and Kyle was explaining to her, that she doesn't know how the trip's going to go because, her and Dorit aren't really on the best of terms or whatever. And Kathy's listening to her, but she's got this little like kids ring on her hand. Did you guys notice that? It was like flashing, like light flashing, like her ring. And it's like, it was really
Yeah,
bright.
like a kid pop.
Exactly. So she's got like millions and gazillions of dollars in diamonds, and she's wearing this little kid's ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And that's why
I
she's
saw that. I
fun.
noticed that. Yeah,
She's fun.
no,
Well,
she seems very fun.
I think she's a fun person. And I think also like when you have that much money, it's also like she can also have her staff go out and do like the things that she has to do. So she got her assistant who's handling like all these high priority things. But like on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you want to just go out and take your cars for drives and just
Yeah, I
have
guess. Fair enough.
I
For
think that
a day drive or something.
and it's also she's when you're that level of wealthy, it's like kind of to the point that we don't understand it, right? Like
Yeah.
she goes to the airport wearing like hotel slippers.
Yes.
He doesn't
Which
go out a lot.
Kyle was like, are you kidding? And it's like she can do
Mortified.
whatever she wants. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean?
Exactly. So when you're
She's
that
comfortable. She's not like, doesn't have to show you, oh, I'm in my Louboutin, whatever they're called, or whatever. You know what I mean?
Kathy
So,
Hilton doesn't have to prove anything to us.
exactly.
Everyone in the world knows the Hilton name for
Yes.
sure. Yeah, literally everyone in the world. Think of how many like that franchise is everywhere.
And now her daughter's got a new show coming out. She's
I
revamping
heard
with
about this. Yeah.
Lionel Richie's daughter. What's her name?
The one she did the Simple Life with.
Yes. Lionel Richie's daughter.
Nicole. Nicole.
Nicole Smith?
Richie.
No, Richie.
Richie.
Nicole Richie Smith. Totally off.
Yeah, no, but I love them. I thought she was so cute, running around town doing all this stuff. And then she has it all like God, I would just love to go to an event hosted by her. Because then she has everyone meet up at her house and she's got all like the breakfast brunch
Yeah,
buffet
that was beautiful.
on. Wasn't
Yeah,
that
that was
nice?
beautiful. Very nice. I like how she rolls.
Me too. Has everything all like meticulously organized for everyone.
Yeah.
And then the hotel. That was pretty nice, I have to say, that like little like where is it that they're going? I don't think I've ever heard of this place before.
Or
I
they
assumed
said.
it was somewhere in California, but I don't know where. It is, but it's like I don't know if it's a popular destination or whatever, but it's about the
Oceanside? Is that
yeah.
what it was called?
Something like that.
Maybe in Malibu or something? Is that far for them? Like close but far?
I don't think 2 hours far, but who knows?
No.
I could be wrong. But they had everything all nice. I think everyone had their own rooms too. Did you guys catch Jennifer? What? Who is
Billy?
Tilly? Yeah. She had this all like Kyle has all of her bags stuffed into other bags, and then she walks in with like this super rare, expensive Louis Vuitton pirate ship bag. And everyone's looking at her like, you can tell like by the other women's reaction when there's something that's really desirable or really rare or something like that.
Yeah, she's got money and she's flaunting it. And but the thing is, I don't think I hate her outfits. Like I hate them. So it's not even that I know hate's a strong word, but like I can't stand the way she dresses. And then she
Sorry,
brings
who
a
are
little
you talking
plane.
about right now? Sorry.
Jennifer
Oh, Jennifer
Tilly.
Tilly. Sorry, because I was looking up where that beach is.
Oceanside was?
Yeah, it's in San Diego's northern beach town.
Okay.
They went to San Diego for this. Okay.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I've been to Oceanside now that we've said it. It's by San Diego. Yeah, we
Yeah,
have.
San Diego's northern beach town.
Yeah, we've been there.
Been there, done that.
Done that. Yeah. Woohoo. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? It didn't even dawn on me. But yeah, okay. I know where that is.
Nice.
Cool. I have to say, and then we kind of get back into this whole fight between Dorit and Kyle. And you know what I think is really interesting is Dorit has really latched on to Erica. And I find Erica's very funny in this season. She seems very calm, like the voice of reason. And I don't know her that well. So maybe I just wasn't under the impression that she's like that because I only ever met her when she w went through that divorce. So, you know, she was going through a really hard time. But she's totally different this season. She's very calm. she's being the voice of reason, this and that. But Dorit has really also latched on to Boz. So at the table,
Did you notice something about Boz too? One more thing.
what?
Okay. I gotta say it. I gotta say it.
Hey.
She was wearing a Roots jacket,
Roots
a
camp.
bomber jacket. Yeah.
Oh, was she? Cool.
Yeah, she was. Not that I liked it. I'm gonna put that out there too, but it was a Roots
Yeah,
jacket.
I've never really gotten into Roots. But okay, I think all the other ladies, so like Sutton and Garcelle, were annoyed that Dorit was like talking to Boz about, because she's having issues, right? Like, so she's kind of latched on to Boz. And then they were all irritated by it because they're like, oh, like Dorit is like taking all of her attention, da 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 da. I thought it was funny because I thought Sutton and Garcelle were very like just chill. Like they didn't get into too much drama like that. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you can catch people on off days too, but I thought it was odd to be upset about that. But whereas I just think it's funny that Dorit has like just really like latched on to these two people, because it seems like everyone else doesn't like Dorit, to be honest.
No, you're
She's
right.
annoying. She's really annoying, Dorit.
Well, you know what it is? She's got that way of speaking too, because I think in one of the scenes too, she said that Kyle has this pattern, like she's going pattern of
And she's got to lose that fucking accent too.
Yeah, it's just it's weird, like the way that she speaks about her. And she's the one that what from like there's a way of expressing yourself when you're angry or that you're upset about something, but what she just keeps doing is regurgitating the past. Like, and she keeps doing it. Like, I know that Kyle talked about the fact that her feelings were hurt or whatever, but Dorit never really listened to her. Like, I think that's the problem. She's more into, well, you know, you've done this to me, you've done that to me, you've done this, and you know, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And it's like, take what anymore? Like, what are you
Yeah,
talking
it's just
about?
so stupid.
The thing with this whole fight between Dorit and Kyle, like, in my honest opinion, I really couldn't care less about why
No.
they're fighting, because it just sounds like a lot of BS to me. But you know, Kyle is like overly sensitive, it seems. Like, she's upset by things that like literally do not even matter, like making a joke saying like, oh, Kyle's my third favorite sister. Who
Yeah,
cares?
and you know what? Kyle took that totally out of context because if you look
Totally.
at the video, she went to take the shot and Kyle like knocked her so that she spilled all over herself. And as a joke in retaliation, I felt she said, well, now Kathy Hilton's number one, right? Like, you know what I mean? Is it was
Exactly.
joking and Kyle took it,
And to be
but
honest,
Kyle's really
huge.
sensitive with all the shit she's going through too, maybe, right? Overly sensitive, right? I think
I agree.
Kyle's having a really fucking hard time. I feel really sorry for her. I just, yeah, I feel really bad for her because I feel she's really in a dark place in her heart right now, right? Like
Absolutely.
things just didn't work out how she thought, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I feel like Kyle is very overly sensitive, you know, especially like that's the perfect example. It was just totally taken out of context. It was kind of the way Dorit said it. But Dorit isn't making it easy
No,
to.
she's not.
Oh my God. I think if I had to like argue with Dorit, like that conversation was just bugging me. Like the way that they're both talking to each other, it's like, oh my God, you both need to just figure out your shit and then like come back later, but like stop going at each other because you guys are literally like fighting for no reason.
Well, I look, there was that one scene that Dorit, when she was getting ready for dinner and she was dressed, she was getting dressed and she had her hoop earrings in. And then she changed them out and then she put on like these dangly ones. And she's like, see what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's such a huge difference. You know what I mean? And I mean, whether it's a hoop earring or the other, like you look good, just get the fuck out of the door. But that's her. Like she just likes to hang on to shit, right? Like she just likes to, like it's like, and it's got to be her way, like because she's very very anal or very like very, I don't know if anal is the right word, but very particular, right? So
Very
she takes
particular,
that,
and she
so she
doesn't like to
takes.
let go of that particularness that
Exactly. So
she
like
has,
that
right?
kind of translates not only into earrings but into her friendships, and this is a perfect example, right, of how she behaves with someone, right?
No,
Oh,
she
absolutely.
thinks she's supposed to be the best in everybody's books.
Well, she's the best in her eyes, which, fair. Everyone has their own thing. She doesn't realize that other people don't think the exact same way as her, right? Or they don't think, okay, your dangly earrings are. Even Erica was like, well, you know what? If it makes you feel better, you're already wearing like mixed metals. So it really doesn't matter if you're wearing this. She literally said it to her face.
Well, good on her for that.
The other thing from this episode, and kind of moving away. Oh, actually, before we move away from the girls' trip, did you guys have anything else you guys wanted to talk about in relation to that?
I just thought at the dinner it was really interesting when the guy announced that they had the best seat in the house and they sat them in front. I don't know if you guys caught that too. Like, I don't know what I'm watching these little things and it makes me crazy. So he says, you got the best seat in the house in this restaurant. They all sit down for dinner and you can see all these like chubby tourists walking by. And it kind of reminded me of the show that we were talking about before and Salt Lake City and Mary. And walking around the window and like peeking in at people. And that's what these people were like. They're kind of looking around. It was just weird. It was kind of a strange. You've got these beautiful women that are in their designer gowns. And then you've got the fat guy in shorts that's walking outside, kind of lurking around the building.
No offense.
No, no offense. Yeah, no.
Spice, you're very observed. Like,
I don't know what it was with that episode
yeah,
today.
that's awesome. I honestly didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's
Yeah, yeah, because it was a stupid thing. But you know why I think I thought about this kind of stuff is because there really wasn't that much substance in this show, if I'm going to be totally honest.
no, there wasn't. But the only other thing that I did want to kind of talk about was there's a scene in this episode of Maurizio coming over. And this was weird, like a weird conversation, weird everything, because they're trying to talk a little bit. Like it's funny because she's trying to say things like as if it's temporary, instead of just being like, oh yeah, we're splitting it. Like, just rip the band-aid, like, come on. And he's even telling her like, oh, why don't you come and see my place? And they start talking about, there's like a parallel here too, because PK is doing the same thing. He rented out a place that's already furnished, and it's like a month-to-month kind of renting thing. Whereas Maurizio signed a 6-month lease and bought all his
All
furniture.
new furniture.
And then she even says, like, oh, like, how many towels do you have? Oh, I'll get you a second set of bed sheets. And he goes, oh, I already bought the most expensive ones.
And she's not used to that. No, it broke my heart to see, like, she was hurting.
She
You
didn't
could
know
see
that.
she's hurting.
He doesn't know. Long story short, he's moved on and she hasn't, right? And
And
that's the
this
sad
was
thing.
ultimately, I think, my opinion, started by her. Whether he did shit in the past or not, or she did shit in the past or not, I think the finale was her who, made the bold move and started really changing her life, right? And on
Even
that,
regardless of who initiates it, for a relationship like that, where I think she said they got married at like 23, have a beautiful family, all that stuff, it's hard.
It's hard. But
But
I think they would have still been together if, if she hadn't made such drastic decisions and changes. And, like, I don't know, she's gone through a lot of stuff with her own personal stuff too, right?
Well, yeah, in life you go through lots of changes and
Yeah.
stuff like that. I don't know if they would have been together because, I mean, obviously something was going on. They
Well, if
wanted
she
to.
wasn't on the show, maybe.
I know we can't always bring it back to just blaming the
The
show.
show. Yeah.
You know, I mean, even, you know, just being in business are very like high level people, right? He has runs a huge multi-million dollar real estate brokerage, I guess would be the term. So even, you know, without the show, there's lots of stresses that come with running a business like that, being together for so long, having, you know, your siblings who are high level people too,
But I
and
think, let's be real, I think the show contributed to that as well, right? Like everything
but we
kind
can
of ties
always
into each other,
bring it
right?
back to the show though, right?
No, I get it. But it kind of does
You
tie
know
back
what it
into that.
is these people, and I think what you're trying to say, not so nice, is these people have put their lives on TV, so that's why, right? Because normally you get into a fight with me, I get into a fight with you, we know what happened, but the whole world doesn't know what happened. Not everybody's going to weigh in and talk about it. We can settle it or not, and we move on. Where here, it's like in it's out there. It's people are consuming this, like whether it's on Instagram, on whatever, like all different all social media, like all over the place. And the thing is, that I think adds to that pressure, right? Because you know, you say something like you're like if I'm mad at you and I just and I unload on you is one thing, but if I'm mad at you and unload on you in for on TV, like there's a record of that
Yeah,
forever, right?
exactly.
And then there's everybody else chiming in, and they've got their opinions, right? Because look, like let's be honest here. We all have our opinions on people on these shows. Some of them we agree with, some of them we don't. We make all kinds of assumptions because we think, you know, it like I can't speak for you guys, but I can speak for myself, is because I think, well, I know best because I know what they're thinking, right? So like,
I'm
and
like
if I
you. I've got that same attitude,
Yeah,
right?
and you know what? And that's kind of why these things are. But you know what? It doesn't make it any less sad. And I think that's all I wanted to say. So whatever she's going through, whatever he's going through, it's yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Also with Kyle, she had it even worse because going through all this, or you know, like second guessing your marriage and all this kind of stuff, but then also having rumors about basically that you're like experimenting with your sexuality and this and that, like even if it's, you know, regardless of it if it's true or not, one, if it's true, basically all these people are outing her, which is a terrible thing to do. Or two, you know, if it's not true, then it's making her feel like, well, what the fuck, why am I giving off these vibes, like am I, you know, should I be thinking this? Should I do this? Like, it's so confusing. And then especially just the allegations regarding, you know, sexuality, which I'm really surprised that happened to her, you know, especially just like with a friend, because she still has never confirmed anything, right?
Well, that's part of it too, right? And I know that we
And
don't
that's what
want
I
to.
mean. Like she's,
She's just kind of giving these half stories, right? So if you think you're gay or not, or if you're experimenting, when you're on this show and then you play coy, people make all kinds of assumptions. So then you can't like that, and again, that's record, right? So then that your family's affected by that.
You can't reel
You
that back
yourself
in.
personally are affected by that because you know, like you're the only one that knows what's going on with your life. But you got all these outside forces, right? Like if I was gay or if I was wanting to experiment, which I'm not, by the way, I'll just throw that out there. But you know what? Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You
Just
sure,
that
Spice?
I'm I don't
You sure,
I don't.
Spice?
Sorry.
Are you sure, Spice?
I'm sure, I'm sure. But the thing is that's such a personal thing. Like,
Tell anyone.
yeah, whatever, you know, like, and having and having that out there, and laying it out that I lost my train of thought now, and I can't remember what the fuck I was gonna say. I know it was something really, really good, but I can't
Oof.
remember what it is.
That's
So I'll
okay. That
stop
happens
right
to me.
there.
But I
I'll
was going to
stop.
say sometimes, that's why I said, are you sure, Spice? Because sometimes I've heard you say some creepy stuff. We won't get
I
into
have. I have. What are you wearing?
Send me a picture. Ooh la la.
La
I
la.
hope it's a short skirt.
Oh God. Yeah, see, I think maybe that's why I can't remember, because I've done it before, like where I've joked around. So yeah. Ah.
Was a good laugh.
Yeah. Anything else from this episode that you guys want to bring to our attention?
Not for me.
No, I'm
And
good.
just like I said, I feel really bad for Kyle right now.
I do too.
Me too. Well, I feel bad for Dorit too. I
I
feel
don't. I
bad.
don't know
Dorit, I
why.
don't.
I don't
Dorit,
know
I
why.
don't.
I don't.
She's got this fucking attitude about herself, like, and she always has, and now it's like, you know, maybe
I
she's
want to
feeling.
say that I want to feel bad for her, but I don't. I
Yeah,
don't
I
really.
don't. Oh well, I'll
Oh,
feel
well.
bad for her.
I think PK's thriving now that he's not with her anymore.
Okay, you know what? You know what I think is weird? Kyle is talking to
To
PK
PK,
and
yeah.
sending him memes and stuff like that. Like, if I
Yeah.
were to read, I would go fucking ballistic if I found out my friend was doing that to like my ex.
Yeah, but it's history, so I think it's okay.
Yeah.
That was mean. See, that was
And
mean. I don't
depends,
need to
is
see
it, and
that.
depends, did they also do that before the break? You know what I
It
mean? Did
doesn't
they have
sound
that
like
kind
it.
of.
It doesn't sound like it.
And you know why? It's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
I'm all
That would
kidding
be
aside,
weird on so
absolutely.
many more levels than just the Dorit or part, right? Because it would also be weird for Maurizio, who's friends with PK, you know what I mean? So
I don't think
I think
Maurizio
it's just.
cares.
No, I
I
don't
don't
think
think
he
he
does.
does.
I think he's
He
moved on.
doesn't.
I don't think he gives a
Yeah.
fuck right now.
Well, anyway, this week's golden question. Kathy Hilton packs up little suitcases with, everyone's initials on them with all these different goodies. Okay, I'm a hat person. I loved those hats that she gave out.
I thought they were cute. They looked good on all of them
I
that
love
were it.
them. Yeah, Kyle was kind of making fun of it, but no, I thought they looked great. But she fills it with all these cute goodies, these towels, self-tanner, all this different stuff. What would you put in like your gift bag if you were organizing something like that? If you could pick one thing or multiple things, what would you kind of want to share with your friends?
Liquor.
That's a good one.
Liquor and some good salted caramel treats, or sweet Georgia Browns.
So sweet Georgia Browns, those are a Canadian thing. Those
Are
are
they?
typically, yeah, they are. People don't know what they are in America.
Oh.
They're from this one particular store we have in Canada, and it's like a chocolatier store. It's called Purdy's. And sweet Georgia Brown, it's basically like a gourmet turtles candy. They're delicious.
Amplified, amplified.
Oof. They're wonderful. What I would put in my gift bag is I really like slippers for in the house, and I guess Boz likes it too. So I'd maybe put like a pair of like slippers in, especially for when you're going on like vacation, like whether you're on the plane or in the car or in the hotel. I think it's really nice to have those. So like I like that kind of stuff. So maybe I put a pair of slippers in. And if I could find a cool hat like Kathy found for everyone, I thought that was definitely the star of the show, those hats. Those are
They
great.
packed well too, because it
Yeah,
didn't,
they
the
did.
way they did that, they collapsed. So that was
Yeah.
really cool to see.
Definitely.
Yeah, they were cool.
All right. Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching Our Reel on the Reel.
All for now.